APCO Foundation are a wonderful foundation. They normally have their race. It would have been the 7th annual Race for a Reason, which is their big fundraiser this year. Can't do it, so we're having some fun. The APCO Foundation Chair, Sharon Gleeson, is on the phone, though. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really good.
We're terrific.
Now, if anyone hasn't heard of the APCO Foundation Race for a Reason, it's been going, this would have been its 7th year. What is it all about? Who do you help?
Well, we try to help lots of people. We've got service stations all over Victoria, so we try to help the communities that live around our service stations. And we've got 8 here in Geelong, so we help. I like to think we help people that don't come under an umbrella sometimes, you know, people that have a very ill child, who've got a parent with cancer, the bushfires, for instance. There were lots of people, you know, that were struggling along, and we were able to help 4 families. We were able to give them money straight away so that they could get sorted, get some rent and some food and clothes back into the house.
It's really great. Yeah, you guys are very local and we love that about you. So how do you normally raise money, Sharon, in Geelong and around the Bellarine to help the foundation? What would your 2 big fundraisers be?
Well, of course, we have Race for, you know, pre-COVID, we used to have Race for a Reason.
Yeah.
And then we had the Geelong Wine Walk, which we have in February every year. I'm not sure if that'll go ahead next year. Fingers crossed it's probably somewhat back to normal, but yeah.
Now, is it true you've helped over with 800 care packs in the last couple of years for different people throughout Geelong and the Surf Coast?
Yeah, it's one of the things we decided we'd do when COVID hit. We decided that people having to go quickly into isolation would need a bit of help, so we started handing out care packs. We've handed out over 900 now, but we've... and I think we've helped, you know, almost 2,000 people with those care packs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like Colac, Winchelsea, you know, I've had a lot of international students, you know, because they've been swinging in the wind a bit with COVID, you know, not having a lot of people to help them. Their families are struggling overseas and the money that was coming to them is not coming to them anymore. So it's helped them a lot as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, what are you most proud of with the APCO Foundation? I mean, you helped a lot of people locally. You've been going for a while. What are you most proud of about the foundation?
I think that it's, you know, we're a family business and it was the family that decided to start the foundation, you know, 7 years ago. I started with my 3 sisters. My two brothers, you know, run the business. And my sisters and I decided, you know, they could do a little bit more than what they were doing, so we put a bit of pressure on. We started the foundation, and it's been going for about 7 years, and we've given away over $800,000. So
wow.
That's amazing.
It's good and local, too.
It is. We're only a little foundation in comparison to a lot of the big ones, but we're able to help a lot of people that maybe the big ones can't because, you know, they don't come under the right umbrella.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. So how can we know that the races aren't happening this year in the normal sense. How can we donate? How can we actually get some money to you so you can help other people?
Yes, well, we're in the middle of setting up a donate button on our website, which should be up and going within the week.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, on every counter at every APCO, we have a donation box. And, come along and support our Geelong Wine Walk in February. That'll be fantastic.
Nice.
But by then, we'll all need a bit of a drink and a day.
Do you know what? We would encourage everybody, if you're going... I'll tell you now, I always get my fuel at APCO because you're always good and your prices are amazing. Yeah, and I know they're run locally and they're by local families and stuff like that. But I would encourage everyone, if you're going in to pay for your fuel and you always tap, if you've got a console in your car with change in it, just take a handful of change because these people do an amazing job for other people in our community that aren't always catered for.
Yes.
It's the APCO Foundation and we love that you're so local, Sharon, so thank you so much.
That's all right. Yes, those little bits of coins make a big difference. They add up to about $25,000 a year.
Yeah,
all those
cool.
Coins.
Yeah, good reminder. Sharon, enjoy your day. Thanks for being a part of the APCO Foundation Race Day Takeover. We'll catch up with you soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.